How good it is, O God, to be together in your house and to celebrate with these children and young people who have offered their lives to you through their commitment, through baptism, and through the confirmation of their vows. We thank you for a church that holds young people and children in their very, very palm of their hand and guides them and directs them and gives them an opportunity to serve you faithfully. We pray, O Lord, that in these moments we might see what it is to be salt and light as we show the world what it is to be faithful to Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, may those who gathered here hear you and not me, see you and not me. And when we leave this place, may we be so very careful to give you the praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. It is indeed a great honor to be a part of this service of confirmation, to see these beautiful young people and hear them profess their faith in Christ and offer their lives to Christ in faithfulness as members of the Brentwood United Methodist Church. I remember my confirmation class. I was about 12 years old, about the same age as you all are. And I was at Fulton First United Methodist Church in Fulton, Mississippi, where my dad was the pastor. Now, I don't know if any of you had your dads teaching you confirmation class or not, but it probably wouldn't have been too cool, right? Well, my best friend Buzzy Mize was in that class. And Buzzy had gone through the confirmation class the year before. He came through the second time. He was baptized again. And afterwards he said, "I've been double dipped." Baptism marks an incorporation, if you will. It marks a moment in one's life when we are named and claimed as God's own children. God incorporates us, and through our baptism and through our faithfulness to Christ, we're called to follow Christ into the world as bearers of the light, as salt in the world, as our scripture said. You've been loved, and you have been nurtured, and you have been taught over the last 10 or 12 years about what it means to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. And now today, we confirm that faith that is in you. Our lesson that was read a moment ago is about salt and light. If the salt has lost its savor, its flavor, its strength, what good is it? If you keep your light held under a bushel, what good is that? You may wonder what in the world Jesus is talking about using these simple images of salt and light. To be salt and to be light in the world is to be a disciple. To be a disciple is to be a follower of Jesus. You are helping others also now to become followers of Jesus, to be salt and light in the world. You have around you Sunday school teachers, mentors, friends in faith, pastors, choir directors, all kinds of folk who've been trying to help you understand what it means to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ. They've laughed at you. They've encouraged you. They've taught you the stories of Jesus. They've taught you the books of the Bible. You've learned the creeds. You wrote a beautiful creed that we use this morning in worship. Now, at this time, we're going to ask each of you to come up and recite all the books of the Bible. Are you ready for that? I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. But you should be. We'll get to that later, right? Yeah. You've been given a gift. And so Jesus uses these images of salt and light to help us understand the gift of his love and his mercy, his redemption, his power. And he says to us, when we become salt and light, when we become followers of Jesus, like Jesus, giving glory to God, you can make a difference in the world. There was a problem, though, in Jesus' day when some folk were, shall we say, sort of faking it. They weren't really being faithful disciples, followers. They were being religious. They were going through all the motions, but they weren't really following. And so they were acting in a certain way, but they were not living in the way. They knew how to talk. They knew how to say all the right words. They knew some scripture. They could quote scripture. And they sounded religious. And they could even dress like they were religious. But Jesus could see through them. And he told them if they were not making a difference in the world, they would be like salt that had lost its savor. Jesus told him, if you're not sharing your light in the world, you're going to be like one who takes their lamp and they hide it under a basket. In other words, he's saying it really is a good thing to let people know about the light of Christ that's in you. It is a good thing to let your life change the world, flavor the world with faithfulness, to let people know that you love Jesus Christ and that you are a part of this faith family at Brentwood United Methodist Church. When I was about your age, I had a Sunday school teacher. His name was Bo Moffitt. Bo was the wisest biblical scholar I knew as a young person. He knew the Bible frontwards and backwards. He knew it better than my daddy, who was a preacher. He was phenomenal. And so our age group asked him to teach our Sunday school class. We thought if we want to learn Scripture, we ought to learn from somebody who knows it well. And so we asked him to teach our class. And every Sunday morning after we finished Sunday school, he would say these words to us: if you're going to talk the talk, you must walk the walk. Now, what did he mean? He meant to us that if we were going to say the words that we were Christian, if we were going to talk the language of Christian people, then our words needed to match with our actions. We needed to treat people with kindness. We needed not to be bullies. We needed not to make fun of people. We needed to support folks. Now, that's hard to do when you're like 13 or 12, because, you know, it's kind of fun sometimes to, well, do you think it's fun to put people down? I don't either. Your class, your confirmation class, is already well on the way to doing life right, right? Good. Now, Brentwood Church does a really good job of helping people see the light, be the light, and be salt in the world. Right now, your church is being salt by building a Habitat House in the community. Maybe you've been a part of that. Maybe you'll get to be a part of that. I think there are about three more weeks to go before the build is finished, and I think there's plenty of work to do, so get involved in that. In South Nashville, we have a ministry called Harvest Hands, and it's being salt in that community as it transforms a community in the love of Christ. In South Africa, you have built a school, and you're being salt and light, inviting your friends in faith to join with you. 100 of you confirmands have done 100 different service projects during these weeks of being in this confirmation class. You've been salt and light. Salt and light in 100 ways. Your church is involved in Honduras in mission there as well, and I think there's a trip coming up in the near future. You've got families in the church who've adopted children who already have a house full of children, and now they're saying, we want one more because we want to help these children come to know Christ and have a home and a place to feel secure. Here's a person in your church who responds to a call of God in their life, and they're salt and light by leaving the job and starting a nonprofit that provides education and food programs and fresh water wells and micro loans to developing countries. There are people who are in this faith family who are salt and light by building relationships with men at the campus for human development and are seeking to be salt and light in those relationships. In just a few months, you will be moving into the youth group. And I hope every one of you will invest your life deeply in the youth ministry at Brentwood. One of the amazing things about the youth group right now is that they have a program they call Rock the Chains. It's a battle of the bands, and they've raised over $25,000 over the last 5 years for human trafficking, one of the fastest growing crime industries in the world. Youth from this very church do that sort of thing. They volunteer up to 3 days a week at Harvest Hands and 61st Avenue campus and the campus for human development. But at the end of the day, what you are saying is you want to be salt and light, and so you present yourself right here at the altar of this church and you give yourself to Christ. And to stand here and to say, I want to be salt and light in the world, I want to make Jesus Christ the center of my life, and I want to act out of that center, and I want to live out of that center. I want to be faithful to what God is doing in our lives. And if you say that, if you truly believe that, and that's not just for this confirmation class, but it's for all of us gathered here this morning, if we truly claim what we say we claim in our baptism, and in our vows to uphold the church with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. It is to get up every morning, and it is to let Christ be the governing, central, most significant part of our life, so that the light of Christ will shine in our lives and that we will be disciples in the world. Keeley was a seventh grader, and she was not a person that grew up in a place like Brentwood. She didn't have a church family. She didn't come to Sunday school from the time that she was a toddler all the way up until confirmation class. But she did get invited by a very good friend of hers to go on a mission trip to Mexico City, and she went. When they got to Mexico City, they went to the mission site, which was an orphanage. And in the orphanage, there was a mural painted on the wall of all the scenes from Scripture that the children who were from church knew. In particular, the young people knew the story of Jesus' birth and of his life and of his death and the resurrection, the empty tomb. And she would go every day and she would look at those pictures, those paintings, and she would ask herself, what does all that mean? I don't know about this. And she would ask her friends to tell her about the story of Jesus' life. And each night they would go home and they would get out the Bible and they would show her in Scripture where Jesus was born, and they would show her in Scripture where Jesus had performed miracles, and they would show her where he was crucified at Calvary, and then they would tell her the story of the empty tomb and of Easter. And in those conversations with her friends, she began to understand who Jesus was. They gave her a Bible, and she herself began to understand and claim for her own life what it meant to be faithful to Jesus Christ. And today, I'm happy to tell you that she's a Christian and a part of her church family. Now, why do I tell you that story? I tell you that story because some of you know young people in your schools or in on your sports teams or in your dance class who don't go to church. They don't know about Jesus Christ. They don't know about their faith. And you have an opportunity to be a light in their life, to share your faith with them. And it's not hard to do. And if you don't know how to do that, call Travis. He does. All right. But more than that, I'm going to be praying for this confirmation class. The confirmation class at Brentwood United Methodist Church in 2013 that I got to be a part of. And I'm going to pray that God is going to call one of you to be a pastor or a youth minister or a Sunday school teacher, because God needs young people to do his work in the world. Do you mind if I pray for you about that? Would that be okay? What do you think? I'm going to pray for you whether you like it or not. Fair enough? All right. Thank you all for this day and for allowing me to be a part of it. May we, as the body of Christ, the people of Brentwood United Methodist Church, celebrate the great gift of 100 young people who this day have professed their faith in Jesus Christ. May we go and do likewise in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.